Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Today we're shooting in my house. Woo-woo. So we're not in the studio today. We probably won't be in the studio for the next few episodes, but bear with us as we're shooting here with us. Hi guys.
Hi y'all.
I'm happy
to be shooting with you here during the holidays.
Did you choose that cup on purpose?
Yeah, I love coming to Cheyenne's house because like half the customized items that are like being gifted to Cheyenne have a K on them because of Kristen, and
they represent Kyle way better than Kristen, so yeah. You can claim them because I don't know who Kristen is.
I come to this house and I'm like, oh, this is for me.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so
interesting.
Yeah,
huh, I never knew. Interesting.
And even with Ryder, there's a bunch of customized like Ryder stuff at my mom's house that has like a bunch of R's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, it's for me.
Do you take that also?
It's for me.
There's this.
She takes both names.
No, when Ryder's at the house, there's this teacup that she uses with the R. But there's times when she's not at the house and I'm like, I'm going to use this teacup. But it's like, I love Ryder and it's a little, it's an R.
Now you taking the kid's teacup.
It's in the cup. Like, it's just with all the regular mugs. It's just a cup.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys. So today's episode, we're going to jump right into it. And we are going to talk about, I asked the girls, let's talk about relationships or the pressures that's put on gender roles within relationships. And then the pressure that you get from the world and society and social media and Netflix.
Yes.
I feel like we should start with Netflix.
Great. I watched.
She said, great.
What happened, Cheyenne? Tell us about it.
I watched a show on Netflix, Sex Life. Someone told me I'm late to watch.
Yeah, you. Yes. I was just going to say, because they had a season.
They had
the first season. Now it's the second season. Which one are you on?
I'm on the second season, but I haven't finished it. Don't tell me.
Okay. But you watched the first season.
But I watched the first season. Okay. And I posted it the other day and someone was like, you're so late to the game. And I was like, I'm like, sorry, me. But I'm watching it now.
That's
and
crazy because
I'm a hornball.
I watched it.
Did you have, get horny?
I think I'm always horny.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
Jen? No, but it definitely does have those moments where it's like, oh, this is a shit, little racy. Like,
it is very racy. Oh. It gets really hot and steamy really fast.
Really fast. And it really made me look myself in the mirror.
Did you ever what, feel like you're watching made
you,
porn?
What did it make you feel? Like, did it make you feel like you're not having enough sex with Zach? Like, hot sex with Zach?
I'm just like, is our sex this hot? Does our sex look like this? That girl's, but, like, standing up and on balconies and talking about, I don't care who sees me. I just, like, wait, huh?
So is it the, so you don't the have thrill of right. sex or, like, the thrill within sex?
Do you don't think you have thrilling sex?
I mean, we're not doing it on our balcony.
Why not?
Do you guys like plan
the balcony that we live at our home where our neighbors that we're all in the same chat with that they can look up and see us? Zach gets mad if I just walk out the shower and the things are open. He's like, everyone can see you out there. So no, we haven't had sex on our balcony.
What if it's like
midnight?
What about like, no, I was gonna say like maybe 3 a.m. in the corner of the balcony. Just on the balcony.
Just
somewhere.
On the balcony.
You guys can use the balcony.
I've had balcony sex. Let me know how
it goes. I've had it at like a hotel where I'm not going to see other people a day that's in my true. Life, but like my home.
What kind of hidden private balconies y'all been on? No.
Like the
it
house.
It wasn't that hidden, but.
Where like you have to see your neighbors the next day. I'm just, I don't know. But
I feel that.
If anyone has not watched Sex Life, please go watch it and let me know if you questioned your life after like I did.
I haven't seen the second season, but I did see the first season.
Yeah, they really do have hot and steamy sex.
They have
I'm thinking
hot
about
and
it.
Steamy
You're
sex.
You're gonna make me go home and go watch it again.
They have like really hot and steamy sex. Like every time they had sex, it was like hot and steamy, and then it clips to her and her husband, and it's like nice people sex. And
it's vanilla.
It was nice sex over here, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't watch it right now.
I think the one part in that show that made me question, didn't they have like a scene where like the friends invited them to like a sex party?
Yes.
I really wonder, are there, I know there's
there
sex parties like that, but like, how would you feel if like your friend couple invited you and Zach to one?
I would go.
But would you?
But I wouldn't would appreciate my partners? Friend giving my husband head.
No. You said you wouldn't?
I would not like
no,
that.
I wouldn't either.
I was down for the sex party in Sex Life when it was the strangers, like people you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that's a part of like, you know, the thrill of it. But if you get invited to it and then the person who invites you is trying to do you, then it's
right. like
it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Like you've taken the fun out of this experience because now every time I see you, I'm gonna think about the fact that you wanted to do me.
Yeah, it translates into the real world.
Right.
It's too close like, for comfort.
Right.
No ma'am.
But
no, thank
I
you.
Did like that scene. I can't lie.
Interesting.
I did like it. Would you be open to doing that?
I don't know. I think I would be interested in going. Yeah. But I think the same what you just said.
Are we going to be nosy or are we going to participate?
Maybe a little both.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the first time I'm just going to be nosy. To get the feel and like, I want to see what's going on and how it works.
They had outfits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
tray pass.
Yeah,
that's
I don't.
That's my type of party.
They're nice. That was nice.
That was a nice one.
Science, so there's food. Drinks.
There's food and drinks.
I'm there.
And fun outfits. I would genuinely be interested in going if it was like a really high class one, like in that show.
Like but, a certain caliber of people. Like, you know, it's going to be safe. Like, you know, you know, just what
I
happens
just
there
have to,
stays there.
But I would have to fill it out first. My first sex party. That's insane.
How do you get invited to these type of events? Has anybody been invited to a sex party? Can someone let us know how it worked?
In my early 20s.
You were invited to a sex
party? Of course you were,
Of course you were.
Of course Kyle's been to
one. Of course Kyle's been to one.
And how did it work, Kyle? Tell us.
About it. So you had to get, like, there was paperwork. I had to get tested before. Like, there was, like, a whole
Did you thing. Interact with everybody?
No, I went in
Did you
and
say
I left.
Everybody or anybody?
I left.
You said everybody.
I was scared. nobody. I was with, there was like a group of girls that I was like hanging out with at the time. And one of them used to like do this like go-go dancing.
Promiscuous girls.
Yeah. And I was trying to be bold at the time and go with the flow. And I went and I was not there very long.
Okay. You said that you filled out paperwork and got tested.
You went to a sex party.
Okay, but I want you to realize that
we bought outfits. No, I went through the process.
Realize that you went to a sex party with an escort.
And I didn't know she was an escort at the
time. How did you not know?
Because I was naive.
How did I know and you didn't know?
Because you were around more shit than I was.
Touche.
Yeah.
I could spot an escort. You can't. Like, what?
I was really like gullible.
How did
like,
you know when nice. At the I moment that she was an escort? That you were at a sex party and she was?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. I really had to learn discernment.
And how old were you?
I was in my 20s. Okay. It was before I was 25.
Why are you looking at me?
She's stressed out.
Why are you stressed?
She said. So I thought about it, y'all. I went through the process, and that was. I think I was just too young. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Apparently, I was with an escort. And, apparently. But I think, no, I, yeah. But now that I'm like older and like, I'm more, I think sexually advanced. Experienced. Yeah. And just, have a better idea of like my wants and needs. I'd be open to going to one.
I think that it's a difference in going to a sex party at 20.
Than going now with a, than with going, a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you went now and you went with like a partner or if you were married, I think it would be a different thing.
But it'd be a totally different story.
I feel
story.
Like the same way we've talked about threesomes is the same way you would have to figure out what your rules and boundaries are mm-hmm. going into a sex party with your partner.
I agree. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, because then that it's more, I feel like that's more temptation there. Because you're going to see a whole bunch of different women. You're going to see a whole bunch of different men. And
interesting.
If you let your mind race, like, yeah. Or if that's like a day where you just both can do whatever the hell you guys want to do.
So the other day when we shot the podcast, I was filming on Snapchat going into the podcast room, and someone said I caught Shannon saying something about a boyfriend, and I went back and I kept trying to listen to it, and I was like ear hustling on my own snap, and I couldn't hear what they heard, but I heard boyfriend, but I wasn't sure what you were actually talking about or like what the context of the conversation was. And then I had other people who caught it also.
Holy
and they were
shit.
Like, can Shannon tell us about her dating life? Like, what's the update right now? Because we haven't talked about
my dating life.
Your dating life in a minute. And I didn't know how to respond. I didn't want to say she does or doesn't have a boyfriend, but I also
the
didn't
last
know.
Time you came in?
Yeah.
But me and Travis were
you
talking.
You and Travis were talking.
So I, well, okay. We were talking about being bad back in the day.
Okay.
And I think that's what you guys might have heard. We were talking about how I used to go and sneak out of my window to go see old, like my boyfriend at the time.
Okay, shit. That's where it was.
And yeah, I used to slither my little skinny ass out of the window. Oh, we were talking about if there were rings back in the day.
Oh, camera.
If there was cameras back in the day, my ass would have been
we would have been sitting
out.
On the lawn together.
I would have gotten my ass whipped so many times. But yeah. We were talking about that. But back to, since you guys don't want to know about my past dating life.
No.
And up.
We want the now.
So update. So I'm still talking to the same person when you guys were surprised that I was in a relationship. It has been about 8 months now that I've been talking to this person. And I would say it's like a up and down journey just because of like both of our, like what we're both dealing with in life. Mm-hmm. But I've been having a really fun journey. Like I feel like that, like he's made me so happy and like we've been going on such cute dates. Like I feel like we've talked about this before, but like we do really cute like adventures together. Our last date, we were both really tired, but we really wanted to see each other and we wanted to go out because we're always inside the house. And so we decided we either wanted to do like a paint and sip, but we were too late to do that. So we went to Color Me Mine and we did our own paint and sip. And so we sipped, we like pre-gamed at home.
I was going to say, does Color Me Mine let you have alcohol?
No, so we pre-gamed. We like,
I was about to say.
We did our shots or whatever. And then we went to Color Me Mine and it was his first time. So we both like sat there and just enjoyed conversation and painted together and just like had the best time and then went home and ate and did our thing.
And did their thing.
And did our thing.
I like that you're dating. Like you're actually going out and going on dates.
Yes. Because like even Parker's out of town. So
go Shannon.
I'm really excited. So
how long is he out of town for?
Till Saturday. Saturday night.
You have a nice little break.
I have a nice little break. And I'm, you know, I'm like this. Go I don't know what to do.
Go Shannon.
So either tonight or tomorrow, I've been asking him, like, is he likes to cook? I'm like, oh, like I cook for him sometimes and he cooks for me. So I'm like, how about you teach me one of your favorite dishes that you like to make? So he says he makes the best fettuccine Alfredo. I feel like he's made that for me before, but he's going to teach me how he does it. So we're going to do
I
that.
I think that's really sexy, like a man teaching you a dish.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Like, and I feel like I never do these things. I never cook for a man. I've been cooking for this man, like making his favorite desserts. All these things, and I don't cook, y'all.
I would pay.
And he
paid to see Shannon cook right now.
I used to wonder how Parker would eat.
I hate you guys.
I need to open my garage.
He tells me, but like, I don't know if he's just gaslighting me, pumping me up, but everything I cook for him, he's like, this is fire.
Good.
He loves my cooking.
Because you take your time and you put your heart into things. Like, Shannon, you got
my
this.
Kid eats too. He's good food.
I'm teasing. There's nights where I look at my kids and I'm like, how are you guys going to eat? I go look in the mirror and I'm like, you.
No, Trader Joe's is my best friend though when I don't want
to
cook.
Yeah, I need to go to Trader Joe's.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
But yeah, we're going to do a cooking lesson soon, and I think that'll be fun. But yeah, dating life, I feel like me and him are having fun. We have our ups and downs where some points we're just like, maybe we should cut it off. But I feel like every time we try to like take a break or like stop our situation or dating or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I feel like gravity keeps bringing us back together. I feel like we take it step by step, and that's why I feel like I don't talk about it that much, just because I feel like our relationship is still like progressing, but at the end of the day, we're just having so much fun together, and we are each other's happy places.
I like that.
Yeah. So I think that's what makes it hard when we're trying to like, when he has things that he's trying to like figure out, and he feels like he doesn't want to put me in that ringer. Mm-hmm. He tries to like back off for a little bit, and I totally understand that. But then we're like right back to square one. We're like, wait, come back here. I need you real quick.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my little dating spiel. I'm happy. He makes me smile. He makes me really happy.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, literally.
That's good, Shannon. Yeah.
I have a question for y'all.
Yes.
Do you think the holidays put more pressure, like there's added pressure, like within being married or like within dating to do more or like, you know, gifting? Like, how do you guys do gifting and like when you're dating or relationships? Like,
that's so funny because the other day I had a holiday party at our house, and me and my friend Ashley started talking about, and Iris, we were talking about, what are we buying for the guys? What are you going to get Kenton, or what are you going to get Troy? What are you going to get Zach? And I was telling them, like, this year, like, all our money is really going into, like, getting our house fixed. We're doing our backyard and our front yard. So I told Zach, like, let's not shop for each other. And then that night, I ended up buying him something.
I feel like they always say that, and then they always get
We always do. We always say we shouldn't shop for each other. We need to focus on other things we need to put money into. Yeah. But then I was on the Target app, and I'm like, oh, he likes these shirts. He can use these socks. And then I was buying my dad and Zach's dad's Christmas gifts off of Nike and my stepdad's. And then I'm like, well, Zach can use some golf shirts too.
Aww.
And then I bought my dad a golf bag, and I'm like, well, Zach needs a new golf bag. So it just like trickled.
You're like, I can't get my dad right, that, like, and not my husband.
I need to get him these things too. Oh, I love it. And then I realized I said I'm not buying you anything, and now I'm sitting here sneaking and hiding shit around the house to rap. And he, every year we've done this, he always says, don't buy me anything. I don't need anything. I don't want you to buy me anything. We spend too much money on everybody else. Let's just keep it that way.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, you don't buy me anything either. And then in Christmas, we're both looking at each other with a pile of gifts like,
I think it's
here you go.
Great though, because they say this, but to be honest, like the two of you, both of your love languages is like receiving gifts and giving gifts.
Yeah.
And like you guys are the perfect, like you guys really work well when you touch on, like, I think multiple of like the love languages, where it's like you guys try to put some of the other ones like maybe more forward with in your intention.
Yeah.
But it's like that's
behind
your
the scenes,
nature.
That's
like,
what it is.
You guys really
but
enjoy
it. But
it
was interesting talking to my friends. And Ashley and Kenton have been together the longest, married the longest out of us. And she was like, we don't give each other gifts for Christmas. Like we put all our energy into our kids.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't expect anything. And honestly, I'm not going to go buy him anything. But if it happens, it happens. But that's not where, like, the energy is put into. And I understood that also, but she's like, maybe it's because we've been together for so long and it just kind of fizzled or died out. Like,
interesting.
They're right.
Throughout the year, yeah, though, in the same time, I feel like within the relationship.
That's interesting. Yeah, so they
it was just different hearing everybody's perspectives. And then even this morning, Zach was like, be honest. Did you get me something? I need you to be honest. Because what he hates.
He's trying to gauge.
Right. He's like, yes, what's going on?
He hates if I lie about it and I say, like, no, I didn't get you anything.
And then he and didn't then get
Christmas
you anything.
Comes and he really didn't get me anything. He would be so upset with me. So then I had to like break it down. And I was like, okay, I did like 3 small gifts. I did like a medium gift. They I did a big gift. Yeah. And then he'll be like, okay, what did you spend? Like the total of everything. And then I like bullshit that answer. And then,
but at least you're giving, showing him that you did something.
Yes, because it happened before where we both said we weren't going to get anything, and I got him something, and he was so upset. He couldn't
even get you anything.
He got me something too, but it wasn't as big as what I got him. So he couldn't even enjoy his gift because he just felt bad.
He was like,
"Aw,
so he because he loves giving you a gift.
He just
felt bad.
Yeah, I think that giving for him is definitely in his words of affirmation. Not words of affirmation. Love language. Like, Zach is, he loves to get a gift, okay? That is one gift.
To give?
Get.
No, receive.
Get. Yes.
Oh, this man's birthday is in January. He loves to get gifts.
He loves to get a good gift, okay? He loves to get a good gift. But he's also really adapted to loving to give one.
I can
tell, like, the other day we went and got our jewelry appraised, and he was, like, talking to the jewelry guy, and he's like, yeah, I bought her that on her 30th birthday. That was a birthday gift right there. That was the 28th. That bracelet she got on her 28th, that was the day we told everybody we were pregnant. That was that day.
Zachary, I'm sitting here looking at these pictures on your wall, and I wanted to say...
I was sitting there like, okay, all right, you want to tell us something else? But it's like he's proud to be able to do certain things, which I appreciate. So that's kind of how we do gifts. And then we get gifts for everybody. We get gifts for all the kids. I kind of handle all the shopping, and I just send him a Cash App request. But I'll do, like, his parents. I'll do the nieces, the nephews, and our parents. And every year I'm like, let's dumb it down. Like, our tree is full of shit right now.
I saw it. I was like, holy moly.
And we're looking at piles of other things.
Holy moly. Piles in here of more stuff that has to be wrapped. But I love Christmas time.
I think it's too. Fun. It's fun watching y'all.
I can see where the pressure, but like we were asking, like, is there
pressure?
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's I feel like with you and Zach, it's like, it's not even like a competition, but it's like you guys want to match each other. Like, you want to both bring that same energy.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got a better gift, or oh man, she got a better gift, or oh, I got her a better gift. It's just like, I love you, you love me. Like, I want to be on, we're on the same level.
Yes.
We're on the same page.
The pressure, like, with us is to match each other's energy.
Yes.
Not to be like, I got the better gift this year, or I gave the better gift this year, but we just want to make sure we're matching each other's energy. And I feel like that goes across the board with everything, like beyond giving gifts.
Yes, both
want
to, like, be seen.
Yeah, but, and that can be within anything. But there's definitely pressure. And what I realized with social media, there's also the pressure to show what you got.
Yes. And I feel like that, I hate that type of pressure. Like, why do we have to show, like, ooh, look what I got my man. Like, look.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's cool, though. Like,
it is cool.
When you're genuinely proud of something that you're able to give someone, I understand showing it in that aspect. But then I also see the person who wants to show it just to show that they got something, you know? So I think it comes in different, like, forms.
Yeah, because you never know what it takes for someone to get something, or like how much someone has overcome to get to the point of like even receiving. So
It's sometimes you're just so happy. I told my dad that story the other day. I was going through a bunch of PR boxes. We had just got back from Boz's birthday, and I had a bunch of stuff. And sometimes I'm on autopilot where I'm not even realizing all this free shit that I'm getting. Because I'm just in the zone.
Because you're just opening.
Post,
yeah.
Open post. This is a keep pile. This is a giveaway pile. Like, it's just so autopilot, which is bad. And then Zach opened one, and it was a cutting board. And he's like, I don't think this is a PR. It has like the Davises on it. It had our wedding date on it. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't do a cutting board deal. Like,
is it from Zayna?
No, it was. So I'm like, where's the card? So we're like searching through all these boxes that we just ran through to find the card to figure out who it was from. So it was from one of my friends from college, Shauna.
Oh, that's nice.
And I started crying.
That's so special.
I don't know why. It literally made me cry because I think it just brought me back to reality. And Shauna's not like one of my best friends in the world, but she's one of my friends. And yeah, I've known her since college. And it was like, I'm going through all this stuff. And what it was is that day, I felt like people just kept asking me for something. Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you post this? Can I borrow this? Can I have this? Do you have this in your closet? It was just a lot of asking. And then I received something that was so, like, unexpected and thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was overwhelmed by it. But it was like that moment. I wanted to show off what I got. So I posted my cutting board. So I
love that.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what I'm trying to say, is that sometimes you don't know what that person went through that day to want to show off what the hell they got. And I'm sure some people are like, why is she showing us a cutting board? But that's why. I was so proud of
your cutting board.
My cutting board.
Thought.
It was a thoughtful gift.
I thought it was so thoughtful.
But it also brought you back.
It brought me back to reality.
Being in autopilot, which it is so easy to get stuck in sometimes, especially when you're shit is high pace. Like, Cheyenne is constantly having to deliver content. Like,
yeah, Shannon asked me today, are we gonna shoot two podcasts in a row? And I said, I don't think I could talk anymore. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah,
that's real.
And then also filming is back in season, like, you know, there's a lot.
Cheyenne just said,
I love when people are like, I love it when Cheyenne asks all the right questions. I'm like, y'all, she gets the practice.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. The other day I shot
all the time.
Teen Mom in the morning. I shot a podcast in the afternoon. And then I went and shot a cooking show right after. And I got in the car and my dad was like, oh, it's still kind of early. Should we go shoot another podcast? And I said,
shut up.
I was like this. No. No, please, no.
Please
no.
Don't make me.
No, I can't do it.
Don't make me talk anymore.
I'm out of shit to talk about.
Yeah. That's real.
I have nothing else to say.
You said, I am talked out.
There's some days where I'm just so happy to lay in my bed
You need a silence retreat? Soak
and be silent. And Zach will be like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing.
Oh my God. Do I finally get to invite you to a silent retreat?
Kyle, you cannot do a silent retreat. Do you know how much you like to talk?
I'm dead. I just talked. My client just told me about, she went to a black women silent retreat. She said, how do you put a whole bunch of black women together on a silent retreat? She said, none of us were silent.
Kyle would be the first one like, I just need to tell you one thing and then I'll be quiet. I promise I'll be quiet after I tell you this one thing. That's what she loves to say. Anytime I'm definitely in my, like, I need silent treatment mode, Kyle's right there like, can I tell you this one thing? Can I just finish this one story?
It's just one thing, or it's, so I had this dream?
Yes. Not so I had this dream.
And I'm like, Kyle, do you not see that I'm focused on my silence right now? And she's like, I just need to tell you this one thing.
Just let me talk.
There's no kids around me and I really need to talk to an adult.
Let me just tell you something.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, so what about the same question for you? Do you feel like because you're not... Yes, you. Because you're not in...
In a relationship.
In a relationship. Mm-hmm. Do the holidays make you feel like, anyone need to play with the holidays because you're not in a relationship?
I think maybe if I was like single without kids, no family, but that's not my situation.
You put your energy to your kids.
I put my energy into my kids. Yeah. I'm putting my energy into my friends. I went to Cheyenne's Ugly Sweater Party the other day. I did not get a sweater in advance, and I am ashamed of that because once I saw everybody, I was like, fuck it. She should have just got a sweater.
I got mine that day.
But I had so much going on. Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, my schedule lately has just been so... The kids are out of school, so I've just been spread even more thin. So, like, me time, it's been a little slithering. So, yeah, I went to the party. I had a great time. At first, I was talking shit because I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be all these couples, and I'm going to be, like, the only single person there. And Cheyenne was like, we're not all booed up anyways.
And I had to list all my single friends' names, which was awkward.
I was like, so who are the single people coming? No, just because, like, sometimes... I'm around all these like coupled people because I'm doing things with the kids or family stuff. And then I'm like, everyone like, you know, will go off into their
little, I get what you mean,
areas. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey kids, you want to kick some rocks and play with these balls over here? Like, yeah, sometimes it's just like, I do have my moments where I'm like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm so proud of myself. Like where I was last holiday season versus where I am now. It's not even necessarily I'm like, oh, my God, I need to be in this relationship. Because, like, right now, like, I'm enjoying the season that I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, this year has been crazy for me. I'm loving, like.
Yeah, but it's still okay to say, like, I would like.
Like, to have.
Oh, no, no. I would love to have a companion. Like, yeah. And I don't think I'm, like, shying away from that in any kind of way. Like, there's even times where I'm like, hey, guys, I would really like some sex. Like. I hate saying it like that, some sex. But it's like, but then again, I'm like,
I really like
there's
some
no
sex
one I
today.
Know right now who is worthy of like what I want to do to them that has come across. So it's like,
do to them, what?
Do to them, release what? From myself, you know. Yeah, the next
she
person
wants
has
to do it on the balcony.
In the corner.
Not in the corner, baby.
In the corner on the balcony.
She wants your neighbors to see us.
Oh, my
see
God.
Her.
Not the neighbors. We will. It'll be a nice villa. It will be very secluded.
Okay. Treetop.
We don't need a treetop.
Treetop?
There will be some trees stopping the view. So, no, but I'm enjoying where I'm at. Like, I'm getting back into myself. Like, and like I said, where I was last holiday season versus where I am is night and day. So I think I'm just grateful to be present, you know, over anything. Mm-hmm. If that companion comes along, smacks and grabs that ass and be like, hey, babe, I've been praying on
smacks
you.
Smacks and grabs
for
that
us,
ass.
You know.
She wants some smack.
Yeah. But I'm also happy that I'm in a place where I'm very content with myself.
Like, I love that.
I do get offered, like, you know, sexual flavors or pleasures.
Oh,
but it's
shit.
Like, I don't want it right now.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, offered.
Not like. But even people be like, I know you're single and blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like, excuse me, I am not a charity case.
What about you and Mez? Do you guys get each other Christmas gifts?
No, it's so crazy. I was like, yes, we do. We have. But like this year, I'll get him a gift via the kids, but he's not like he's
so
getting a
gift
personal
from
gift.
Boz and Zaire to
yeah,
him.
Like his birthday and like holidays, like I'll make sure he gets something from the children. But this year, like, am I getting him a personal gift?
Have you given him personal gifts in the past?
Yeah.
But this year, you're saying you're gonna make sure
not
that
from
it's
you. You're just saying it's from the kids.
It's from the boys. That's very nice.
I'm just asking why.
But that's nice of you.
Yeah, I'm not getting no personal gift.
I feel like that's even, I feel like that's giving a gift too, because you don't have
to. I gotta pay for it.
I mean, you don't have to.
It's still low key from you.
From you. Because you don't have to.
I mean, it's very much high key from you.
Yeah, because you're not obligated to give him a gift. From the boys.
Yeah, no. It's not like the kids are like, hey, let me go get my dad something.
Exactly.
You know? Kids are like, hey, can I get that box? Hey, mom, we're in Target. I'm like, yeah, we came here to get underwear. And they're like, yo, I see this lanky box. I really need it. So, yeah, no, it's...
Do you expect him to get a gift for you via the boys or personally from him?
I don't, but this year he got me like a nice birthday gift, which I was really... surprised That's about nice. It's nice, but it's twofold, you know, given the history and like sometimes what these things come with or what they mean or just
the gift.
Yeah, I would have rather he put that money towards the kids than spend all of that on me personally.
But you deserve gifts.
I do deserve gifts and I love gifts, but like I'm one of those people that I don't like to just receive a gift from anyone. Like I like to receive gifts from the people I would like to receive a gift from. I don't necessarily in the energy or space to be like, oh yeah, give me the gifts, you know? Like, even in dating, if I'm not interested in you and you're, Cheyenne used to make fun, like, be like, what's wrong with you? Just take the gift sometimes. You don't like,
I'll take a gift.
I'll take a gift.
If I'm not interested in a person.
I will be the type to give the ring back. I'm not giving the ring back.
I've given purses. I've given jewelry back.
Let you give the ring.
Thank you for my gift.
I don't want it. Even like there's times where I dated people and they bought me really nice things. And after we broke up, I was like, I don't want it.
Yeah,
and
I had a friend like that in college.
I used to just give it away. I wouldn't even sell it. I wish I was smarter.
I had a friend like that in college. And there was one day her boyfriend broke up with her. And she was packing up all her stuff. And he got her, and it was like Uggs. She had like some nice coffee mugs. It was all type of stuff. I started going through the box and putting all the stuff back. He's not getting this shit back.
Oh no, I don't even.
I don't
give it back.
We're not giving it back. When you wore these Uggs, I'm drinking coffee out this mug. He's not getting this back.
I'm drinking coffee.
Oh hell no. And she's like, he can have it all. I'm like, girl, I'm about to put this in my apartment until you make sense. I'll give it back when you make sense.
No, I wouldn't give it back to the guy.
Then what would you do with it?
Take it to like, what's that place?
A pawn shop?
Goodwill. Oh, I've Goodwilled. I've Craigslist things before. I gave away somebody some Yeezys. It was $50. I was like, I don't even care. I just don't want it. Like, I don't want it.
Okay.
Let it be on my site. But now that I'm a little older, there are a few things that like I have kept.
Thank God. Because
now I'm like.
Now we make sense.
Why was I? I feel like I was punishing myself in ways.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. It sounds like it.
I would be punishing them. I'm about to wear the dog shit out this necklace you got me, and I'm gonna make sure you see it every time
I take a picture.
Yeah. Now all the stuff that I don't like, I just put in a box, and I'm gonna melt it down and make it into something I do like one day.
Oh.
Recycle your jewelry.
I'm done. Shannon, do you have Parker get Robert a gift?
No.
Oh, wait. Not the big old smile after the no.
No, I feel like maybe at the beginning I used to do birthday. Maybe I'll have him like write a card. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like it's never been reciprocated to me. Mm-hmm. So then why am I going out the way to go find something nice for his dad and all these things when I'm not going to get a birthday gift or a card or a Christmas present? So I think it's an unspoken thing where we both are just like,
yeah,
Merry Christmas, sir. Here's your kid.
Yeah. Got it.
That's your present.
Got it. I have a question. So, because I think about these things, and I've widened my friend base, and I have my friend moms, like some more friend moms now, and I learn of their experiences. Like, for me, okay, so I guess my question would be like, on Christmas, is there someone who helps Parker get a gift for you, or like make something for you, or like?
I think my parents try their best.
Okay.
To like. I'm like stuff because my parents will like for my birthday for Parker will get it for me like flowers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think my parents do that.
Okay.
Make sure that I'll have a gift from Parker or like something special. And I feel like this year, Parker has been really like, hey, mom, like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, mm-hmm. what are your likes and needs? Like, what do you want? Okay. So I think the older he's getting, the more aware that I want to get my mom something
too. Okay.
So I think before it wasn't such a thing, and I didn't mind it. Maybe I'm just, it, you know, I know that he's young and not everyone can figure all that all out, but I hope. Maybe this year I'll get something from Parker.
I'm asking because I'm trying to be a better friend and recently and just be more supportive to, like, my other mom friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, know, like, yeah, sometimes we don't receive things on our birthdays or our on holidays. And, like,
how can you help? How
that
can
shit
help?
Sucks at times.
I like that.
And it's like, how can I be better supportive in, like, making sure that you receive, like, what you deserve or whatnot.
Like what you want.
And I recently had a friend who had a birthday, and I kept, like, I was asking her, but she was real vague, and it's, like, a newer friend. So I was asking her daughter, like, okay, what do you want to get your mom? Mm-hmm. And so she asked her mom some things. Then the daughter messed up. This was my fault. I should have been more clear with the instructions. But then it was, like, what the questions I was asking somehow got communicated to the dad, and then it became a thing.
Oh.
Yes. And I felt like, oh shit, like,
you're doing too much.
I messed up, or am I doing too much? But all I was trying to do is, like, get my friend a gift that I know she wanted, but also have, like, something from the kids, because that would have made her feel really important and seen in that time, and, like, she's really been busting her ass for her kids.
Okay.
So that's why I'm asking the question, because it's, like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, my boundaries within, like, really my friendships and, like, the holiday seasons or, like, mom life and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, I see that.
I would say for a long-time friend, like, we've had Shannon in our lives our whole entire lives, it's
easier.
It's easier, but for a newer friend, I feel like you have to learn the dynamics first before you can step into that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to, like, be a thing. I was like,
yeah. Because you don't know the dynamic, but, like, the full dynamic, like, between the father mm-hmm. and the kids mm-hmm. and all those type of things. That's a lot of footwork. But I love the effort that you were trying to make.
Yeah.
The effort is...
The point you were trying to get across is amazing.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I have my little lesson, and now
still
I'm like...
need to learn,
I can just got to... Just go about it a little different. So
I like that.
I'm trying to, like, be more
gift giving is interesting. Good. And I love that I feel like being present even is just you being a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just even if you just, like, give a gift from yourself.
Gifts are weird to me. I have a really hard time giving gifts. Like,
I
have a very difficult
time.
Oh. I love giving a gift.
I have a hard time picking.
I'm such a gift giver. I have to, about, like, the holidays and stuff, like, with me having a relationship that I'm in, that it's, you know, still, you know, we're just dating. So I think me as a gift giver, I want to give so much. And he is not, he's hesitant to receive. So he told me yesterday, I was like, oh, like, what do you want? Like, da da da. He's like, you know, out of so much respect, he's like, I appreciate that you love giving gifts. And he's like, I think I don't want to, what's the word? I don't want to be, what is it when people take advantage? I don't want to take advantage of your niceness.
Okay.
And I was like, I really appreciate that, because in the past, there's so many people, like, guys that I've dated that take advantage of my niceness and gift giving. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you need to slow your roll there, ma'am. He's like, let's just, you know, you already give so much to me, and, like, being present and just, like, your love and respect you have for me. He's like, that's all I need from you. And I was like, I love that.
So does that make you feel like he's gonna not get you a gift?
I don't think, since
that conversation is okay, it's mutual, everybody.
Everybody's not getting, and I think the space that we're in is just, like,
that's the best.
That's the best for us.
Okay.
So we're not being in our little relationship, I think. And it was, I got nervous coming into the holidays, and I was trying to, like, break it off. I'm like, well, maybe we should just take a break. maybe we should just, call it quits. But it didn't happen. It's just because I know our dynamics are so different. Like, he has kids and I have a kid, and just like everything footwork. So I was like, I might get my feelings hurt. I might feel a certain way.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to like save my emotions going into the holidays. But then, you know, you just learn on your journey of dating and just life. So here we are.
It depends on the person you're with too. I've really learned because I've been in situations where I've loved giving gifts and it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. I love seeing the person excited. I love receiving. And then I've also been in situations where, like my last situation, where I'd give a gift and it'd be like, did you like it? Did you not like it? Do you appreciate it? Or do you care? And do you know how hard I had to work to even get that with everything going on? You know, so it made me feel really weird to give gifts for a certain period of time.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And it made me really like, like it had me really I'm not about to sit
and question myself after I just gave you a gift.
I'm that person I keep seeing on Instagram where like you're the person who buys gifts and right 2 seconds later you're like, I got you a gift.
Yes.
That is my Shannon. I'm like, guess what I got you? That let me show you a picture.
That was me last
Shannon
week.
Will be 1 foot in the store, 1 foot out. So I just went to the store and I got you something.
Yes, that was me the other day. Before the Christmas party, Iris and I booked a trip for Zach's birthday to go to St. Lucia. And I was like, okay, we've been talking about it for a minute now, but I was like, okay, don't tell Troy not to tell Zach. I'm not going to tell Zach. I'm going to figure out like some cute way to surprise Zach.
You told him in two seconds? Like,
the next day. The next day. And then Iris started a group chat and she goes, since Shy can't hold water.
I love that.
I was like, it's just so exciting.
Like,
I'm excited. Guess what? I got too excited. I wanted to tell him. And he was like, looking at me like, were you planning to tell me a different way?
Because you're so excited.
I was so excited.
I love it.
I was so excited to tell him.
I can't wait to be this excited about me, myself, and someone else and all the things that we will be doing together. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. Manifest that.
Oh, it's coming. I can't wait to like someone. I haven't liked someone in a very long time. Like,
to genuinely like someone.
Yeah. It's, to be like, oh, I actually like your personality. And like, I like your weird, quirky mannerisms. And I like that you don't know how to do this so we can go learn it together. Yeah. Or like,
I can't wait to see who that person is because I feel like they're walking into such a fantastic world.
They are.
And it's just going to be interesting to see how they, you know,
I think they will
fit into it and how they take into it and just, you know, what world they bring into our world.
The person that I'm praying for in like this future person, they will fit very, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
Where did you actually come from? Because it's going to hit so many like notes, you know, so many.
It's just going to be easy.
Yeah. I feel like people walk into your.
I think it's just going to be funny. The other day when when we were in Florida, there was one day mom and I were talking and she was like, it should be easy. Like, shouldn't be hard.
Mm-hmm. At all. I feel like people walking into your life when you least expect it and when you're not thinking about it or asking for it. I feel like God seriously will bless you right when you're just like, you know what? I got this. And then your mom, like you guys were saying, like it's not supposed to be a hard situation and it's just supposed to be a flow.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel that. Sure. Yeah, I'm enjoying this like season of growth and like
I like seeing learning. You in this season of growth.
Too.
So do you guys have a WTF or advice? I have a WTF.
I've got a WTF that I remember too today.
Do you want to go first?
Can I make a comment? Somebody said we have really bad memories.
Oh, yeah, no, they we said do. We need to write it down.
I for sure do.
I was cracking up when I saw that.
I for sure have a terrible memory. So
me too.
Right. Okay, do you want to do your WTF first?
Well, mine involves the lack of sex in my life. So one night, snuck off into the bathroom and, you know, me and my vibrator were having a moment. And then we almost got to the moment and the bitch died. And it was like,
that's why she died. You didn't wear your condom, bitch.
It was horrible.
it was one of those days where I just was like super stressed out. We had just gone back from like Orlando.
That was the worst feeling ever.
I was like feeling good. I was proud of myself. And like, you know, we had a successful birthday trip. I had like maybe like 2 hours away from my kids. And I was like, you gonna get some, girl. And it died. And all I could do was like sit there for a second. I might have rolled myself a joint and been like,
put it back on the charger.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Then I had to find a charger.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
And it was like one of the old cubes. Ooh. Like the old USB cube.
You were searching.
Bitch, I went downstairs and looked in the kitchen drawers.
You were thirsty for that vibe.
I'm embarrassed.
You said, I need you.
I'm actually embarrassed. Oh, yeah, because I was like, part two tomorrow. I'll see you later. I haven't even gone to the WTF. That's the crazy part.
Oh, I thought that was an WTF.
So I get my charger. I plug it into the bathroom the next morning. And I plug it in and it's just got this huge flashing light. Like, we're charging over here. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I wake up. Boss wakes up. I'm like, bro, go to the bathroom. He wants to find me. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, if you don't get your little butt in the bathroom, go to the bathroom. He goes in there and he starts going, Mom, what's this flashing light? And I was like, oh, shit. Vibrator.
Put it down, bud.
I walk in there. Put it down. I was like, oh, that's nothing.
You don't want to touch that.
And he was like, what's the whole, like, he was really like, mind you, it still plugs into the wall. And yeah, so that was my WTF. That was the thing, Bert dying on me, and then my kid, like, lightsabering it around.
Ew.
Lightsabering it.
Oh, it was all bad.
You didn't snatch it out of his hands?
It was like, I was trying to not make it a thing of, like, what do you do
Put
with
down
this?
Mommy's vibrator, yeah. Son.
Boss kept saying, but what do you use this for?
I use it to massage my clit.
I kept saying, it's a special flashlight. Can you just put it down? He was like, but how do you use the flashlight? Oh, I should not be laughing so hard right now, but I haven't got the visual. Okay, what's your story, Shannon?
Ew.
Cheyenne.
Too much. Ew. My WTF is that Kyle spent the night last night. She stayed in the guest room, right?
It wasn't the fact that I was here, y'all.
That wasn't the WTF.
Okay.
I think they were going to get that once I got to the end of the story. Okay.
Dang, Kyle.
Right.
It wasn't the fact that I was here.
That's not what I was saying.
People say that Cheyenne makes...
I'm just teasing. Ace woke up and asked for water. So I'm up with Ace. We're drinking water in the bed. And then all of a sudden, my house alarm goes off. And it's so loud. It's like a screeching noise. I'm like, Zach, wake up. The alarm's going off. Someone's in the house. And he's like, it was me. I'm like, nigga, wake up. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he jumped up. He's running to go to the staircase, and then all I can hear is dee, 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 dee. Kyle's putting in the code, and all I hear is, I'm sorry, I shut the door. And I couldn't go back to sleep. I've been up since 4 a.m. This was actually last night or this morning. That's my WTF. Because what the fuck were you doing at 4 in the morning?
I was thirsty like your son and getting some water.
Well, why would the alarm go off?
Exactly. Because why did your alarm go off with such sensitive...
We have an alarm on this office space to where we put glass break sensors so that this room is heavily armed.
It's very sensitive.
It's very sensitive.
So when she opened...
If you shut this door too hard... It's a glass break sensor on it.
You don't even have to close the door hard. I closed the door. It was soft.
She did a soft close.
It was a gentle
close.
This
room is heavily...
Got it.
Guarded.
So...
Secured. Who knows?
The alarm in here is very sensitive. And it we tested it last night. It works very well.
Okay, so that's the second time that's happened to me. There was one time Cheyenne and Zach were out of town and I was staying here and I closed the door behind me.
And it went off.
Oh, my God. I searched the entire house.
No, it's just this door.
And then it tells you window break.
What it was.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I did that to myself.
Yeah, it's still alerting on my phone. We're still in critical mode right now.
Can you turn it off?
It just won't go away. It's just a constant reminder that I was up at 4 in the morning. Shannon, what do you got?
She was up because of Ace, y'all.
No.
She could have gone back to sleep.
I couldn't go back to sleep because of you.
Well, I was up binging movies. To talk to each other.
I didn't want to talk.
What you got, Shannon? I guess it's not a WTF. Well, kind of, because I don't ever know what to do when my kid is gone. But I'm about to have a good rest of my week. I'm just really happy, you guys, that I get till Saturday night to myself, no kid. I guess my WTF is every time Park, the older he gets, the more and more he's like, no, mom. Like, when I was taking him to the airport, he didn't want me to touch him or kiss him or nothing. I was like, oh, I love you. But anyways, I'm just really excited. I'm looking forward to cooking with my man.
Ooh.
So,
and
no,
heard.
And some. And some.
I it's like that. Be fun. Energy. Go, Shannon. Yeah. Yay. She's doing weird shit. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning into the Think Loud Crew podcast. Make sure you check us out on all of your podcast platforms. Next week, we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions going into the new year, new me, new you.
What are our goals looking like?
If you guys have any, drop them on our speak pipe. We're going to put up a speak pipe and you guys can record some of your New Year's resolutions and we're going to listen to them.
And you can follow us on all the things like Cheyenne said. You can follow me on Instagram and my name is R. Kyle Lynn.
Follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
Follow me at Shine Not Shine. You can follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. And as always,
you can tell your crew
about our crew.
I was trying to see if you guys were going to sing with me, and you did.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.